and welcome to Mental Health Insights. My name is Craig, and today we're going to talk a little bit about your mindset and why it matters. I think that this topic is not something that I'd planned on talking about, but it's been something I've been giving a considerable amount of thought lately. Since we hear about all these different mindsets that people can be in, whether or not it's they're an optimist, they're a pessimist, they operate from a scarcity mindset, or you know, an abundance mindset, or anything like that. And I want to take a moment to talk about these mindsets and really describe some of the important factors that, or some of the important results that come from our mindset, and really how to reset our mindset if we're able to, or if we desire to, rather. So our mindset is a type of thinking, or what I would call a theme in the way that we think about things. So let's say, for instance, I have a mindset where I'm focused on productivity. Well, that means that I am focused on getting as much done during my day or during my time as possible, whether or not that's at work or at home or anything like that. And if my mindset is focused on productivity, then I feel better once things are getting done and I'm checking things off the list, and I don't feel done whenever it feels like I didn't quite get enough completed, or as much completed as maybe I'd hoped. So even just talking about that mindset, it's super important because there are positives and there's negatives of any type of mindset. And you can call mindset all types of different things. There's been books written about it that use different language, whether or not it's resilience or grit or anything like that. And basically what it all boils down to is us being able to have our mindset on a specific goal of ours, or like I said before, like a specific theme. And if things don't go quite the way of that theme, how we react to being able to correct it or being able to follow that path again. And mindsets are something that are super helpful because they give us an outline every day of what it is that we're trying to do. So let me go back to some of the examples that I spoke a little bit about earlier, right? Some of the more popular mindsets. So like an optimist mindset, right? Where they might have a general theme that, hey, life is good, things are good, and they're going to go my way. So they can respond to things that happen during their day with that, hey, this is, everything is an opportunity. Everything is a way to continue to advance my life in a good direction. And it really makes it easy because once we set our mindset to something like that, it becomes easier to pick things out. See, that's what mindsets do, is they help filter out information for us. It helps filter out relevant information to the mindset that we have. So like me personally, I have a fairly optimistic mindset. And it wasn't always this way. Whenever I was younger, I had a more pessimistic mindset, or you could maybe say that I was critical, or I know a lot of pessimists like to call themselves realist, or whatever it is that we want to call, right? They kind of fall under that same type of umbrella, which means that they're really not looking at things in a positive light, right? They're trying to balance out that positivity. And whenever I had that more pessimistic or realistic or whatever mindset that you want to call it, the thing is that I was much more likely not to be disappointed in the results of anything that I saw because it was expected. I expected everything to go bad or not be great. And because of that, life sucked a little more than maybe it could have. And of course, that makes sense. If I'm training my brain to be set in such a way that I am only expecting negative outcomes or the worst case scenarios or anything like that, well, then there's really not a lot of good to see in life. Now, people may be able to hear that and they may tell me like, well, at least whenever things go bad, I've already expected it. And because I've already expected it, it isn't as big of a deal. And there's a lot of truth to that, right? Whenever we take on certain mindsets, they have positives and they have negatives. And one of the positives of my more pessimistic self that I had years ago was that, you know, things didn't bother me as much whenever they went wrong because I had expected them to go wrong. So it was never an unexpected thing that happened, right? I could never get knocked off a high horse because I was, you know, I didn't feel like I was ever walking on a horse or anything like that. Now, then you can, right, take that and set it next to an optimistic point of view or an optimistic mindset that you have on things, which is definitely something that I have much more of now, where I generally think that good things are going to happen, and it makes it easier for me to spot good things. It feels like the world is much more filled with joy and happiness. At the same time, even though that's a great boon, you know, sometimes whenever things go really wrong, then, you know, you can get into the like, oh my gosh, everything was great. How did this knock me off track? Or I can't believe that this awful thing happened. And one of the things about mindsets is they're really easy to get into. And part of it is because our mind is set up that way. Our brain is set up to filter out different information automatically, and we have certain controls over that filter. So our brain is actually set up to adhere to a certain type of mindset. And I'm only talking about a couple different ones here, right? There's all kinds of mindsets, whether or not there's like the competitive mindset, or whether or not there's the mindset where like I want to be powerful, or an achievement-based mindset, or a mindset about accumulating a lot of money or resources or anything like that. Like I was kind of talking about earlier, even like a scarcity mindset or an abundance mindset or anything. And the point is that our brain is actually designed to take on certain mindsets. And for us, discovering the mindset that we have has some merit. But one of the things that's actually really important is kind of determining what type of mindset that we want to have. And we can mold these mindsets together. So I want to talk to you a little bit about a process that I have gone through. And a lot of times this is a process that people go through in counseling in general too. And it is a process of adjusting our mindsets so that we can accept certain things and so that we can let other things go. So, like I said, our mindset can be malleable, but the thing is that we have to work at making it malleable. It can be adjusted, but we have to work at making it adjusted, because a mindset is continually reinforced because we're looking for reinforcers, right? It's an inherently biased type of setup that we create for ourselves. Right? There's this thing called a confirmation bias. That's exactly what a mindset is, right? If I get into the mindset that I want to notice every yellow car that passes, and I train my brain to look for that every, all these yellow cars, guess what happens? I'm going to start to see and notice more yellow cars because I'm telling my brain to look out for them. It's no different than if you ever have played that slug bug game, where if you see a car that has the the Volkswagen buggy type of shape, where you might punch someone in the arm, which I don't know if that's that may be something that's a generational thing or maybe something that's specific to my area, but people got pretty good at spotting those types of vehicles because of that type of game, right? They got into that mindset. So our mindsets are inherently confirmation bias setups for us to continually perpetuate and reinforce them. So what that means is that we have to simply help ourselves pay attention to another type of mindset. So whenever I was had a more of a pessimistic mindset, which is something that actually didn't work well for me, because me having the pessimistic mindset for me personally, it made life less enjoyable. It made it so I didn't want to take as many risks. It didn't make it so I didn't want to explore, my world as much, or conversations or people as much, because I was always assuming that things were going to go bad, or people didn't want to talk to me, or they didn't want to be around me. So I had to make an adjustment to my mindset. And for me, that took the place of, okay, I have to put myself in situations where I'm going to work on getting a positive outcome every time that I talk with somebody, or every time that I interact with somebody, right? I am going to force myself to go into situations where I wouldn't normally go into, and I'm going to just expect or try as hard as I can for a positive outcome. And doing that with intention, right? I was intentionally doing this. And guess what? Over time, I started to look for positive outcomes to happen every time that I was interacting with somebody. I started to pay attention to whenever things went right. And over time, me doing that again and again and again helped shift my mindset, right? We have to consciously and with effort put our mind to changing a mindset. Because like I said, it's automatically and it's confirming all the time. So if I get into a mindset that it could even be more of a simple mindset that's a relational, right? If I get into a mindset that, hey, I'm not really sure that my wife cares about me, then confirmation bias time, right? It's easy for me to pick up on those things. But if I start to become curious, I'm like, well, maybe she does care about me. Let me try to look for those types of things. I want to see her caring about me. And I start to watch, and whoa, there may be things that I can pick up that, hey, she's doing this, or she's doing that, or she said that to me, or she smiled right there when she looked at me. Maybe she actually does care about me. So like, these mindsets can be multifaceted and multidimensional in different areas of our life, right? The thing is, if you want to change that mindset, it has to be something that you're doing intentionally. It doesn't necessarily happen unintentionally. Even if you have something awful happen to you, right? If I get into an awful car accident, then my brain's like, hey man, cars are dangerous, or certain intersections are really dangerous, or certain areas are really dangerous, or certain types of cars are really dangerous. Even that is intentional. That's an intentional thing by your, you know, that's done by your brain to keep you safe and protect you, which we talk a lot about in some of the trauma series that we've done before. So if you're interested in exploring more about that. But the thing is, we have to intentionally engage ourselves in trying to change our mindset. So that's one of the things to determine for yourself, right? If you're listening to this and you're like, hey, my mindset sucks, I want to change that, then you have to first wonder, what type of mindset do I want, or what type of mindset would be good for me to have? So a mindset that I'm personally working on right now is shifting. Like I said, I have a mindset that I'm more of an optimist now. Then I have to look at a different part of my life. And a different part of my life is how I treat finances, right? And a lot of times people struggle with this, as how we treat finances, or how we relate to money or income or resources. And changing my mindset around there, right? Because we can have different mindsets in different domains. And of course, we can have an overarching mindset. So now that my overarching mindset for me is a more positive one, it does help in the financial sense, that there's part of me that's like, okay, well, like, worst case scenario is I can always get another job, or I can always make more money doing other things, or, you know, I can learn to save things, or I can learn how to manage my money differently. Right? So I can have certain optimism towards what I can do to accomplish some of these goals. And another mindset that shows up for me, like I said, specifically around finances, is a scarcity mindset for me. And for those of you that may not know what a scarcity mindset is, or you never heard of it, it just means where there's very limited resources. Now, I think that if someone's listening to this podcast and they're in a different country, right? I am in the United States. I'm in Missouri in the United States. And realistically, the United States, there's a lot of abundance. And there are areas where there is some scarcity. And a lot of my own scarcity issues come from my childhood, where I have had experiences where resources have been very limited. And because those resources have been very limited, I've grown up in such a way that thinking that there is no way that, there's no way that I can ever have everything that I've ever wanted or everything that I've ever needed. So thus, scarcity mindset is born. And because of the scarcity mindset, it creates all kinds of tricky things for me, right? Where I got to stock up on different things. I got to make sure that I have extras. I got to make sure I have extra income in case I want certain foods. Or if my budget for eating out doesn't happen, I could flip out or anything like that, because it starts to activate something very primal in me. So for me, the scarcity mindset doesn't work out from a sensible standpoint, because if I look at my situation realistically, I'm not in a place where I have to worry about starving to death, or I'm not in a place where I have to worry about where am I going to sleep at night. I'm not in those types of places. So I have to take that mindset and I have to consider, is it actually something that I want to continue to have? Is it something that serves me well? And for me personally, it doesn't. So a mindset that I love whenever other people have, and one thing I really admire about people is whenever they have this abundance mindset. And it's something that I see and I want for myself, right? I want myself to have that type of mindset. So what do? Okay, that's the mindset that I want. That's what I want to set on. So I have to start to pick out different things in my life where I notice that there's abundance. All right, well, if someone has an abundance mindset, what might they do? Well, they don't check their bank account very much. All right, so I had to cross that off the list. Don't check your bank account as much. I have to go through and I have to make sure that money and finances don't have as much control over me. So what does that mean? I have to give more money to charity and I have to give more money away, or I have to detach myself from money and what it represents for me. And I also have to know in some ways that there is going to be enough. If what, my months and the resources that I have are not meant in an abundance mindset to be carried over all the time, because if I'm operating out of a place of, hey, there is going to be more, then I don't have to save as much. And whenever I say that, I don't mean like putting away for retirement or anything like that. But what I do mean is that I have to help myself see that, hey, if I have this much money to spend this month, I can spend all that money and I'll still be good next month, because I'll make more money that I'll be able to use for next month, right? It's a subtle change in me just knowing that no matter what happens, I'm going to be taken care of and I'm going to be okay. And I have to walk that out to help change that mindset. And I tell you what, it has been a journey so far. And what this results in me personally, especially since I'm a business owner, is that, hey, I have to be careful how much I look at the finances. I have to be careful about looking at how much money's going in and out. And I don't do this in an irresponsible way, but I do this in a way where I'm like, hey, there's less math that I'm crunching. There's less things that I'm worried about. And you know what I found is that whenever I spend less time on those things, I've actually started to worry about it less. I've been walking through this journey to help change my mindset for about a month now. And it is very different for me. Like I said, I was very anxious around finances and money for a good portion of my life. So it's been a really difficult month. And I'm not here saying that I'm in a place where the mindset is completely gone or shifted, because I can sense myself going back there. Even last night, before I went to bed, just doing a quick check of the bank account and making sure that we're good and everything is on track. And I'm like, oh, Craig, you did it again, right? You are operating out of that scarcity mindset. So it's something that's really challenging for me. But like I said, it's something I'm dedicated to changing, because I think that this past month that I've been working on that, it's just overall made me feel like I have more energy because I'm not worrying about it. And that's an interesting side effect of this mindset, is there's certain mindsets that produce something in us, right? Like I said, my pessimist type of mindset, for me, it produced a more kind of low energy feel to things, or an energy of or what energy I'd put off to other people is that I just didn't care, or that I was kind of unemotional about things. But that's not what this optimistic mindset does. So sometimes there's also side effects mood-wise to certain mindsets that we can get into. And I'm no way saying that that's a universal, but that was just my experience with it. And with this abundance mindset that I've been working on shifting for me, it has helped produce a certain level of calmness. And then I start to recognize that the scarcity mindset that I had produced anxiety and fear around, hopefully I keep on getting income. Hopefully I keep on being able to make my house payments. Hopefully I keep on doing X, Y, Z. And, you know, there wasn't, like, if someone was to look at my situation logically, there wasn't really a lot of reason for me to have those types of thoughts. But that's just how I had grown up for a good portion of my life. Right? It's the same way where sometimes we grow up and we have experiences and we start to learn, and we had the mindset like people cannot be trusted. Other people cannot be trusted because they hurt me if I get trusted. Well, if I have that mindset, then I'm never going to want to be close to anybody. And that may be good for protecting me from getting hurt, but it may not be good whenever I want to be close to somebody. I don't want to be alone, and I don't want to I want to talk to people, and I want to have deep-seated friendships, right? And I want to have those really personal relationships. And if I have that mindset that other people can't be trusted, that may be something that I'm not able to get to unless I have a shift in that mindset and the shift in that experience. So these mindsets are super important. And it's not like I can give you a test and be like, hey, there's 8 mindsets. Let's go ahead and do that. I know that that would be a really simplistic way of looking at it. And a lot of discovering your mindsets is actually you just taking time to sit down and think about it. Or something that would be a little bit harder for some people, asking somebody that's close to you, right? What do they see you worry about? Where do they see you? Or how do they experience you, right? Do they experience you as someone that's worried all the time? Or they experience you as someone that's always worried about money? Or they experience you as somebody that's just like numb to everything that happens in your life? Sometimes if we don't have the awareness to recognize ourselves or to notice ourselves, sometimes other people can be a really great resource for that. So going back to how you start to shift these mindsets, right? Like I said, the first thing is being extremely intentional in doing that and working on shifting that mindset. And I would say the second thing to be able to help you do that is to actually take stock of it. Take stock of the change and notice, like, is there a change in my feeling? Is there a change in my outlook? How does my body feel? How does my mind feel? Do I feel like I'm getting more rested, or is this more at the beginning, it should be more draining, but, you know, after you do this for a week or two, do things feel different, right? Being able to take stock and notice, like, what it does for you, right? There's been times where I have, so I am naturally a fairly lazy person. And most people in my life, they hear that and they would laugh at that, but I'm naturally a pretty lazy person that doesn't like to actually do much of anything. I would much rather just be sitting, sit down and read all day, or just lounge around all day rather than do anything. And the thing is, while that may be my natural inclination, a lot of times the mindset that I have, especially around work and around just doing certain things, is an all-in type mindset. Meaning whenever I commit myself to do something, I'm going to go 100% into it, and I'm going to get it done, and I'm going to keep on doing it. And I have a certain level of consistency with that. So for example, I do the same thing with my work or you know, even with just projects at home or anything like that. So I might be slow to get moving, but once I jump in and once I do it, then it's kind of like I'm going to do it no matter what, right? I become almost obsessive with it. And for me, knowing that part about myself and being able to reflect on how does that feel, and it turns out, like, hey, while I may be naturally lazy, this is actually a part of myself that I really like. So because I know about that part, then I can try to set my mind to it in certain things where I'm like, all right, I have this task I need to get done. Like, for example, I just painted a room in my home the other day, and I was like, okay, I set aside time on Tuesday. I'm going to go ahead and paint the room on Tuesday. Oh gosh, I don't really want to, right? That lazy part that's coming up. But since I had set my mind to it, all of a sudden come Tuesday, it's like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I spent the, you know, good portion of the day doing it and getting it done. Then after that, like while I was doing the task, I felt super good about myself and I felt really accomplished. And if I don't take time to recognize how good that feels, then it's a mindset that doesn't get reinforced, right? And that's something that I have to do, because if I don't recognize that and I don't notice it, then my natural inclination to be lazy and sit around and do nothing is going to win out, right? So there's been slow process for me over time of changing my mindset and changing the way that I experience work and effort as something that I actually enjoy more, which has made me a ton more productive. But because of how my mindsets are, if I'm not productive, it's not something that I really get down on myself about. So this adjusting your mindsets is something that is ongoing. And like I said, it's something that we can, you know, or like I haven't said, it's something that we can slip back into, right? Like I said, I've noticed myself slipping back into that scarcity mindset. I've definitely slipped into that pessimistic mindset. I think that most people do this, but I definitely do it around election season, right? Or I do it, I know that whenever this is being recorded, this is in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. So for, you know, I think for a lot of people, it's easy for us to slip backwards, and that's okay. That just means we have to notice it and recognize it, and we have to be intentional about working on changing and intentional about noticing the change and recognizing the feelings and the shift that that creates inside ourselves. Those two things are the things that really help, right? And so you got being intentional, you got making sure and recognizing the change and the different feelings. And I think the other thing is really being able to be in a place where you're happy with the mindsets that you have. Right. So I want to tell you guys the mindset that I was just talking to you about, or the experience that I have of being lazy and then shifting to a mindset of productivity. And that's something that was extremely difficult for me. It's been a process that's taking years for me. Like I said, my natural inclination is not to do a lot. And in order to own a business, in order to do the things that I've had to done, in order to actually be a competent clinician, that's not acceptable for me to be lazy. So that means that I have to find a balance between those two parts of myself. And I say that I've had to find a balance because I swung to one end where I had to be super productive about things. And whenever I get super productive, just kind of noticing the feelings that happen for me, there is a sense that happens in me of dread of being productive all the time. And that sense of dread comes from, like, I'm never getting enough done. There's always more to get done, and I'm going too slow, and I'm not doing good enough. And, you know, I had a period in my life where I was so focused on trying to be productive that my life, especially my work life, became dreadful. And that was a long time ago. That was actually before I even started my own practice or my own business. But recognizing that and noticing that, I realized that, well, wait a second, I have to adjust myself so that productivity is something that's important. It's something I want to keep, but it's something that cannot be the end all be all. Like, I can't go to the most extreme. So I have to have a certain level of productivity, and I have to have a certain mindset for that. But at the same time, I have to make space and room for this other mindset of wanting to rest and relax and have that time, whether or not it's alone or with my wife or with my son. And finding that balance between those two mindsets has been incredible. So I don't want you to listen to this and think that you have to go choose one extreme or another. That's not really what it is. There are some things where you may choose an extreme, right? Like an extreme for me is optimism. I rarely have a pessimistic experience or view now, even whenever things are really terrible. It's really easy for me to pick out the silver lining and focus on that. And that's something that's been truly helpful for me, but that's not something that's truly helpful for everyone. And that's okay, right? We're not all the same. So there's a way where I go extreme on that, where, you know what? I don't go extreme. I do have to find a balance on the productivity versus laziness or rest. I call it laziness mostly because that's always what I've called it, but I think what people would call it is rest. Actually, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, there's probably some cultural implications of that, right? In America, if people aren't working or they aren't, pulling themselves up by their bootstraps or whatever, you know, they're considered lazy or anything like that. That's a word that's usually used in a pretty harsh sense, even though I have fondness for it. So I think that maybe a good one is that I prioritize rest and relaxation over constant productivity. But, you know, like I said, those mindsets are ones that I've had to learn to find a balance in. And I want to make sure that you hear this, that it's not one size fits all, right? It's different for all of us. My wife has extremely different mindsets than I do, whereas she has definitely a more pessimistic mindset. She also has more of an abundance mindset for me. Don't ask me how that works. That's just how it works for her. And her mindsets do a really good job of keeping me in check or helping me. And she has a really productive mindset, just to use the examples of some of the ones that we've talked about. And so seeing her and the different mindsets she's had has been extremely helpful for me, because I get to model some of the things that I do after her. And then there's some things that some mindsets or some things that she does that doesn't really work out for me or doesn't really fit for me. And that's okay, right? We're two different people. We don't have to have the same experiences. We don't have to have the same mindsets, right? So those mindsets are extremely important, especially if it's something that you're wanting to shift in yourself. And one of the things is, we may see people in our life that have a mindset that we are really attracted to and we really desire. And that's important, because if we do, then it may be worth trying to adjust yours to see how that fits for you. You know, no different than trying on a new set of clothes or, you know, trying out, hey, I'm going to try to drive this type of car versus that type of car. I'm going to try this type of food dish or that type of food dish, right? It's us just trying out and experimenting with those types of things. That way we have the opportunity to have more control and leverage over our life, which is what adjusting these mindsets is all about. It's about helping you to have more control and more leverage over your life, right? There's other mindsets that, like I said, there's so many more. And even just at the top of my head, some of the mindsets that I think of is like the mindsets that we have around food, the mindsets that we may have about spirituality or religion, the mindsets that we may have around family, or the mindsets that we may have around, experience helping others, or the mindsets that we have around generosity. There are so many different mindsets that we can have, and sometimes it's just as simple as trying to take that inventory and figure out what works for you or what it is that you want, and going for it, trying to change it, trying to adjust it, like I said, by being intentional, by taking stock of how things feel, and really by noticing, like, if you need to have some type of balance, or if there are some mindsets that you want to try on for yourself and trying your best to make those adjustments and notice, like, maybe it's too extreme, right? It's too far on one end, and maybe I want to kind of dial it back a little bit, right? There's so much control that we can have over ourselves, and our brain is so malleable. It's so able to change, and it's so able to adapt. And all we have to do is continue to put our effort into it, right? No different than the effort that I put into walking. You know, anytime that I go on a walk around my neighborhood or anything, just one step in front of the other, where it can be really intentional, I could pay attention to it. Then over time, I don't have to pay attention to me walking. My body just does it on its own. Our brain is the same way, right? Where we have to focus on it. We have to be intentional. Then it learns to do it on its own. It's like that with how we think. It's like that with these mindsets. And these mindsets can not only change how we think about things and experience things, it can change how we feel about things. So I know that this was, like for me, the talking about the mindsets, this was a big topic that I wanted to do kind of an overarching episode on with this. And I don't know, one of the things, even I'm talking about this right now, and it almost feels like I tried to go too broad with this topic. But I don't know, for some reason, when I sat down today to record, this was on my heart. And it was something that I really wanted to share with all of you. So I hope that you find it helpful, especially in the season that this is being recorded. But in any season that you may listen to this, I hope that you found this episode helpful. And I hope that if you're in a, you know, in a place where you want to change your mindset, I would encourage you to give it a try, and that you can do this, you can change it. And I know that you can change it because that's the way our brains are designed. That's the way that, you know, we grow and adapt. So you can do it. And I wish you all the best in doing that. If you found this episode helpful or other episodes, one of the things that I would ask of you is that you would go on to wherever you found this podcast from, and you would give us a 5-star rating so that other people can find this free resource, and so that other people can maybe help change their mindset, or even just increase their knowledge about different mental health challenges, to help us continue to decrease the stigma and increase understanding around mental health, so that we as a community, we as a society, we as a world can be stronger and united and more informed about things. So yeah, if you were able to do that and that's something that you feel comfortable with, I would definitely appreciate that so that other people can find the podcast. And again, until next time, I wish you all well. Thank you for listening to our show. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and reliable information, and those that appear on the show are all licensed professionals in the area of mental health counseling. We are in no way rendering legal or medical advice, only information to help serve you better in making decisions in your life. If you need a professional, you should find one. Music you are listening to is called Lobby Time, and that is by Kevin MacLeod and licensed through Creative Commons.